Great to catch up with you again, Kim. Lots to talk about since it's been quite a while.
Yes, quite a while.
You've been a busy girl.
Yeah.
And we'll begin with talking about the new collaboration record that you did, calling it Water and Sand.
Mm-hmm.
If my memory serves me correct, you sent me a Christmas. It was a silent night with you and your partner several years ago, it seems. Was that kind of in the genesis of this collaboration?
It was. It was. We actually recorded that together the first time we sort of got together and started writing songs for this project, which we got together at a film festival. I feel like it was in New Hampshire. And that was sort of the beginning of us writing songs together. And yeah, we just decided to sort of throw out a Christmas tune, you know, to sort of get our little voices out there.
So. And who was your partner?
His name is Todd Tebow. He's based in Boston. I met him years and years ago through my manager. We both had the same manager for a while. And our manager kept saying, you guys should really get together. And I can hear similarities. I can hear like a depth in the voices and stuff. And should get together and write. And I was really busy. Todd was really busy. And it just sort of came together a few years ago after I did this film, I Used to Be Darker. I just found this time I was ready to do something different too after my last record. And I was eager to do a project that wasn't just focused on Kim Taylor. Mm-hmm. So, and I really like Todd. He's super easy to work with. He lets me torture him and make fun of him. I can't work with someone unless I get to make fun of them on a regular basis.
You have found
your partner. Up with it.
Did it click right off?
It did, yeah. And so, especially singing together. Todd has a very sort of a deep kind of rich voice, and I felt like we were able to match each other, you know, so that was good.
Are all the songs co-writes?
No, they're actually, most of them are not co-writes. Most of them are, because of the distance, because he lives in Boston, I'm here in Cincinnati, we had to write separately and send the songs. Although there would be moments where he would finish something or I would finish something. Now, the whole record is co-owned, so everything is just us. We mm-hmm. split everything. But in terms of the songs, it was I would send him a song and be like, hey, what do you think about this? And so, yeah, that's how we put it together, this first one.
And did the recording sessions run over a long period of time? Or?
It didn't. I went up to Boston for about a week. This would have been about a year ago. And we recorded the record in Somerville at the studio of a really talented multi-instrumentalist named Sean Staples. And we did it in his apartment. He's got a little home studio. We went in and we laid down all the foundation of the tracks first, me and Todd in vocals, and focused on the songs. And then Sean came back and layered everything. So Sean's got great impeccable taste, and he's just a killer mandolin player. And so, yeah.
And this past October, you spent the entire month of in Germany. Was it all Berlin?
We traveled all over Germany. Mm. So we're on
the Water and Sand.
Water and Sand.
Tour. Yeah.
So we are on a small label over there called Blue Rose Records. It's an Americana label that Todd's been on for a while. And they heard our project and really liked it and wanted to support it. So we had 17 shows in about 21 days. And we had a quartet, me and Todd. And then we brought Sean Staples. And a guitarist, Thomas Giuliano, who used to be the guitarist for Seven Mary Three, believe it or not. But he's a session player in Boston as well, and got in a van and played a lot of shows.
How was the reception?
It was great. It was kind of overwhelming, actually. Hmm. And it's interesting because in the Americana world in Germany, women are kind of an anomaly. So it was interesting for me because a lot of people had never either heard a woman that sounded like me, or someone would say, oh, you sound like Emmylou Harris. But for some people that had never heard of Emmylou Harris, I got to be the Emmylou Harris for them, which was really interesting. So I thought, they're going to be listening to Emmylou now and going, wow, she sounds like Kim Taylor.
That's great.
So it was great.
And you're back now. What happens next with the record? Any stateside tours?
We may do some hometown shows. It just depends on our schedule. I'm definitely going to go to Boston and do a show up there. I'm hoping to bring it here to Cincinnati. But honestly, we're going to start working on the next record because we'll probably go back and do another Germany tour in 2018. So we'll write it again. We'll write a second record and record next fall. But I'm also working on a solo project, another solo project.
Is the Water and Sand project drastically different in sound than a Kim Taylor solo record? Because your solo records weren't solo. They always had a backing band on it.
Yeah, it's not drastically... Well, this one is, I would say, just because it's clearly Americana. I mean, Todd definitely has a country kind of tinge to his vocals and his writing style. And I tend to solo, you know, venture into different waters, you know, sometimes a little poppy, jazzy, and bluesy. And that's not really too much on this one. This one's clearly songwriterly. A little country, old country kind of edge to it. So, yeah.
Early on in this conversation, you mentioned a film called I Used to Be Darker. That was how many years ago?
2013 is when it came out.
That's 3 years ago.
About 3 years ago.
That was your first venture into filmmaking?
Yeah.
And there's something else on the horizon. Tell me what's shaking with this, this new one.
So when I toured Europe with I Used to Be Darker, I had a show in Berlin, and there was another director that came to my show, and she kept touch with me over the last couple years, and she's working on a project called Ken the Movie, and it's based on Ken Stringfellow, who is founding member of the Posies, and he worked with REM, and he's done solo stuff forever, and it's a work in progress still. Essentially, the focus is Ken, and Ken is sort of walking across America and loses his voice, and he sort of finds his voice through me at some point. So we're supposed to begin some light filming in the spring of 2017. So
looking forward to it? Was the first experience
pleasant? I
think so.
Yeah, it was great. No, it was great.
Was it grueling? You think of
movies? No, it wasn't grueling. It's acting makes me really vulnerable. So it's the kind of work that on the outside, I'm going, oh God, no, please don't make me, you know, please don't make me do this. But then I say, yes, of course I'll do it. But it's terrifying for me, actually. So I don't get to hide behind an instrument. And it's like, it's all out there. Yep. So it's a different experience.
What about the shooting scenes? Don't they go on and on and on and on? 18 hours on the set? Or didn't you
the
have
the sets
that?
Are, well, I think the most difficult thing about shooting is sometimes you have a shoot that doesn't start till 6 in the evening and ends at 4 in the morning. That's tough, you know, because there's a lot of sitting too. And it'll depend on the director. I don't know what kind of director Claudia is. I've heard she's a little tough, that she likes to sometimes, and this was a conversation I had with her recently, she likes to push you and see what she can get out of you. And so if she wants anger, she will make you angry so she can capture the real raw anger. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Well, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Where is the record available these days?
The record is available through all digital outlets. You can stream it on something like Spotify. You can get it through iTunes. Our website is waterandsandband.com. And if the hard copies aren't available up there yet, which I'm not sure they are, they will be. So if you want a copy, you can email us through that, but you can get it digitally at least for
anything
now, or at live.
Everybody's or Shake It or Stores.
Not yet.
All right, best of luck to you. It's always great to catch up.
Thank you, Brian.
Visiting with Kim Taylor, and for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Well, I have seen your love wider than the sky above my dream. But you have swallowed me to the very heart. I could linger there, satisfied and safe, never needed.